just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week, right here on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Every December, the Recording Academy nominates musicians for the Grammys in a wide array of categories, and this year I decided to take a look at the nominations for the past couple of years just to see some of the Texas musicians who were nominated, and I've picked some of the highlights, at least to my musical ears, and put them together in a show for you. And just as a side note, I was teed up to do this show last week, but I was frankly just too horrified by the storming of the Capitol, the capping of 2 months of lying election denial, that I just didn't have it in me to play it last week. And after today's impeachment vote, I'm sad and I'm angry that our country has come to this, but I need a break, damn it, and maybe you do too. So, let's do it. We're going to lead off with a set from a couple old-timers who show that they still got it, with some albums competing against each other last year in the Best Traditional Blues category, beginning with a record that is quickly becoming a real favorite of mine. Here's Delbert McClinton with Mr. Smith.
But shaking in a one-horse town. News travels fast when something good comes around. Saturday night they gonna be laying it down. Mr. Smith and his band are renowned.
Mr. Smith is back in town.
Yeah, baby.
Mr. Smith is back in town.
Heating things up, cooling things down. Got down at the service station, said he bought 2 tickets last week. Turns out he can't use them and he's looking to let them go cheap. What say I buy them and you and me go stepping out? Find out what this Mr. Smith stuff's all about.
Mr. Smith is back in town.
Oh, here he comes now.
Mr. Smith is back in town.
You know they're gonna be heating things up,
cooling things down.
That's what he's doing. Shoes that night. When the band tried to stop, the people yelling for more. The last thing I heard walking out the door.
Mr. Smith is back in town.
Mr. Smith, y'all.
Mr. Smith is back in town.
We're gonna have some fun tonight.
Mr. Smith is back in town. Mr. Smith is back in town.
Oh man, I love it.
He cleaned up.
Oh,
David, please come home. I'm sick and I'm all alone. I love you, I miss you so. How much you never, never know. I need you, that's why I'm blue. Come home, come home. Oh, baby, put it down and stop your running around. Well, bring it on home right now. I don't mean after a while. Well, I need you, that's why I'm blue. Come home, come home. Must I sing this song? Oh, you stop this a third degree. You know, baby, it's killing me. Yeah, I need you. That's why I'm blue. Come home. Come home.
Jimmy Vaughn on vocals and guitar. Baby, Please Come Home from his album of the same name, nominated last year for a Grammy. That album is a bunch of covers of different types of blues, whether it's R&B shuffles, a little rockabilly, even a little doo-wop and country. You know, he's got a whole lot of old friends playing with him, such as ex-roomful of blues sax man Gary Piccolo on tenor on that cut. Baby, Please Come Home is it's a Lloyd Price song, and that entire album is really a blast to listen to. And speaking of a blast, we let off with Delbert McClinton and Mr. Smith from his Tall, Dark, and Handsome album. The song we heard was written by T-Bone Burnett, and you also heard Dana Robbins on sax, Quentin Ware on trumpet, and Kevin McKendry on keys. And like Jimmy's album, Delbert's calls on different flavors of blues. All of them, it seems, a little bit of a Texas twinge, possibly because Delbert was born in Lubbock and raised in Fort Worth and off and on Austin resident for a whole bunch of decades. And on the album, I heard a little Latin on one song, a little smoky jazz on another one, and some funk on another. Bunch of jump blues. Good album. Listen to Texas musicians nominated for Grammys the past 2 years right here on Boogie Back to Texas. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. We're going to switch gears because, well, that's just kind of what we do on this show more than occasionally. And we're going to hear from a couple of kind of country-esque nominees. We're going to lead off with Miranda Lambert and her song, Holy Water.
They're selling snake oil from the pulpit at the church on Main. They're making deals with the devil in the good Lord's name. I'm stuck at home, miss, a dirty soul cleansing. Ain't got a dime for the time. Just a nip on that holy water, holy water gonna
can hold my hand when you need to let go. I can be a mountain when you're feeling valley low. I can be a street light showing you the way home. 'Cause you can hold my hand when you need to let go.
That was the Highwaymen and the song Crowded Table. When will that happen again? Well, anyway, that came from their self-titled album, came out in 2019. And that song is nominated for Best Country Song. And later on in the show, we're going to hear two other Texas musicians nominated in the same category. The Highwaymen are a country supergroup made up of Brandi Carlile and Natalie Hemby. They co-wrote that song along with Texans Maren Morris and Amanda Shire, and the name is a reference, of course, to the Highwaymen, Johnny Cash and Texans Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, and Waylon Jennings. But also the High is supposed to represent exalted above the fold, according to Brandi. Their group is meant to be a longer-term project to kind of address the challenges that women are facing in country music, including playtime. Another artist we're going to hear tonight, Mickey Guyton, has recognized those challenges as well, and she's written a song called What Are You Gonna Tell Her about that very topic. Before the Highwaymen, we heard Longview native Miranda Lambert and her song Holy Water from her Grammy-nominated album Wild Card. She's also nominated for Best Country Song for Bluebird. And in the Wild Card album, Amanda tries on a whole bunch of different feels to songs. We heard a little kind of a swamp funk, I think, on Holy Water. A little retro rock is also on that album, and even some electronic R&B. It's kind of strange breakout for her. She's had 7 albums out along with a couple with a group called Pistol Annies. And because we do connections here, Maren Morris from the Highwaymen is on a couple of cuts on Miranda's Wild Card album. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection, where tonight we are listening to songs from Texas musicians nominated for Grammys over the past couple of years. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, and signature cocktails in an historic 125-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island. On the web at THSRestaurant.com.
Thanks to those folks. And, you know, as you might suspect, we're going to change gears again, but really, I guess not that much now that I think about it. We're going to lead off with a song from an album nominated in the Best Americana Album category. Here's Sarah Jaroz, and a little warning about love as well as some advice from some mothers. The song is called Eve.
Like a gavel coming down, all around her brain was a sweet refrain. Keep following the sound, girl, keep following the sound. They'll try to take you for a ride, and they'll muddy all the good you've got inside, and they'll twist your heart and blue. But don't let them keep you down, girl. Don't let them keep you down. Ooh, 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 ooh. Miles, miles, Eve did go. Sound in the watery ground, and the night was coming on, girls. The night was coming on through the wilderness and the cypress trees and the night birds all around. She made her way to the river's edge, and her mother there she found, girls. Her mother there she found.
door to boot. I'm barely getting by with things an awful mess. You come out of the dark and put me in distress. Some folks bring a load down. It seems awful strange.
Was Danny Barnes and the song Awful Strange, kind of a fun song, from his Grammy-nominated album in the bluegrass category, Man on Fire. And Danny played in a group called the Livers, the Bad Livers, actually, a bluegrass group out of Austin that often threw in a little tuba or an accordion just because. They broke up around 2000, and Danny went out on his own, came up here to the Pacific Northwest, formed a band called the Old Codgers, and he also toured with Bill Frisell. He's played with a bunch of people from Robert Earl Keen to Dave Matthews, and Dave and Bill Frisell played on Man on Fire. Probably can also hear Danny on Big Lonesome Radio on Wednesdays from 4 to 5 right here on The Voice of Vashon with Hugh. Before Danny, we heard another great talent with some banjo and mandolin roots, Sarah Jarosz, and song Eve from her World on the Ground album. She also was nominated for Best American Roots Song for Hometown last year. She was born in Austin. She grew up outside of there, and her first notoriety came with her instrumental work on the mandolin. By the time she was 12, she was jamming with David Grisman and Ricky Skaggs on stage. She signed a record deal at age 16. She's put out about, three albums, and then occasionally she's filled in for Garrison Keillor as a guest host for Prairie Home Companion, and she's part of the house band for that rebranded show. And also, I really like that she's joined up with Aoife O'Donovan and Sarah Watkins to form the group I'm With Her. You are listening to songs nominated for Grammys in the last 2 years on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. Next up, we got a couple songs to take a look at the present situation in this country regarding race and some of the divisions that we have. They come from two very, very different places. One place is really real, and the other one is kind of an anthem that how it could be. So we're going to lead off with Mickey Guyton and her song Black Like Me.
Little kid in a small town, I did my best just to fit in. Broke my heart on the playground. When they said I was different. Oh, now I'm all grown up and nothing has changed. Yeah, it's still the same. It's a hard life on easy street. Just white paint and picket fence as far as you can see. If you think we live in the land of the free, you should try. He worked day and night for an old house and a used car, just to live that good life. It shouldn't be twice as hard. Oh, now I'm all grown up and nothing has changed. It's still the same. It's a hard life on easy street. Just white paint and picket fence as far as you can see. If you think we live in the land of the free, you should try to be, oh, black like. Far as you can see. And if you think we live in a land of the free, you should try to be, oh, black like me. Oh, and someday we'll all be free. And I'm proud to be, oh, black like me. And I'm proud to be.
Carry on, but I'm crushed under the weight of the world where I belong. But I don't feel at home. Yeah, when it's over, when it's done, when we're standing at the gates, will we see that all along? We're a different kind of saint. How do we get to the bottom of this when we're sitting on the top? Hey, people that tell me it's just how it is, like it's never gonna stop. But we got way too much in common. So what's the point in fighting? I'm being honest, I don't know what God is. Cause we got way too much in common. Way too much in common.
I breathe it in my lungs, I've seen it in. To the bottom of this.
Was the hopeful anthem Common from Maren Morris and Brandi Carlile, Grammy nomination this year, or last year, I guess it was. Maren, she was born in Arlington, outside of Dallas. She went to the University of North Texas. She's got three indie albums out, and then she moved to Nashville, and she started writing some songs, and did very well writing for Tim McGraw and Kelly Clarkson, as well as her own songs. She started out in country, but a record or two later, she hit the pop mainstream with her album called Girl that featured this song that you just heard, Common. Before Maren, we heard Mickey Guyton with Black Like Me. And Mickey, like Maren Morris, was born in Arlington, Texas. And after high school, she moved to California. Then she went to Nashville. And she's got a couple EPs that had singles on them that did very well. And then she released the EP Bridges that contained not only Black Like Me, but also that song, What Are You Gonna Tell Them? What Are You Going to Tell Her, a single that caused her to be the first black female artist to perform her own song at the ACM Awards. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas, and we are listening to Grammy-nominated songs over the last couple of years. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's Green Credit Union, practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at psccu.org.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids' specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Well, again, thanks to all our supporters who've been so terrific to hang in there during this really difficult time. We're going to now turn the whole show to songs that look at, we'll call it aging and ultimately mortality. We're going to lead off with Tanya Tucker, who's doing that very thing with her song, Bring My Flowers Now.
Bring my flowers now while I'm living. I won't need your love when I'm gone. Don't spend time, tears, or money on my own breathless body. If your heart is in them flowers, bring them home. All the miles cast a long shadow. I'd take a couple back if I could. I'd have learned to play guitar, tell my daddy more I loved him. But I believe, for the most part, I done good. There's always sunrise and rainbows and babies and the little things I cherish on my way. Even though one day they'll bury me and Jesse Ray, I just know we're gonna ride again someday. I bring my flowers now while I'm living. I won't need your love when I'm gone. Don't spend time, tears, or money on my own breathless body. Well, if your heart is in them flowers, I bring them all home. The days are long, but the years are lightning. They're bright and they will never strike again. I wish I'd been a better friend, a better daughter to my mother. There's no going back when your back's against the wind. So if you've got love, then you're sitting on a gold mine, and you can't take it with you when you go. So don't wait, help your sister, forgive your brother and your neighbor. We all think we've got the time until we don't. Bring my flowers now while I'm living. I won't need your love when I'm gone. Don't spend time, tears, or money on my own breathless body. If your heart is in them flowers, bring them home. If your heart is in them flowers, I bring them home.
'63, boy, you should have seen me. 1964, I was a dynamo. I boogied with the best, put it to the test for sure. But now I can't get up enough to get down like I used to anymore. There's gonna come a day when you gon' have to choose. Get your shit together or go on playing the fool. Now you won't see it coming, but it's coming, I'll get you for sure. And then you won't be getting up to get down like you used to anymore. Thank you.
You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Living and dying seem to be the name of the game. Now you won't see it coming, but it's coming, I'll get you for sure. And then you won't be getting up to get down like you used to anymore.
Delbert McClinton, again, with Can't Get Up from his album Tall, Dark, and Handsome, nominated last year in the Best Traditional Blues category, and Kevin McKendry on B3. Before Delbert, we heard Tandy Tucker from Seminole, Texas, and Far West Texas, where kind of the two panhandles meet, and song was the 2020 Best Country Song, Bring My Flowers Now, from her Best Country album, While I'm Livin'. That album was co-produced by Brandi Carlile, whom we heard with the Highwaymen and with Maren Morris. And Shooter Jennings was the other co-producer. He was the son of Waylon. Brandi also played piano on that song. Tanya started pretty early. She was on stage with Mel Tillis at age 8. And at age 13, she had a huge hit with the song Delta Dawn in 1972. She had a number of singles and albums and then had a downturn, had a comeback, and then didn't record for probably a decade. And then she went into the studio with Brandi and Shooter and a few of Brandi's songs, and this album was the result. Her first Billboard Country Top 10 since 1991, and her first two Grammys. You listen to Grammy-nominated songs from Texas musicians in the past couple years. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we're going to continue in this contemplating the end-of-life vein from who else? Willie. And his song, with a little bit of humor, I think, in that. This song, Come On Time.
Time is my friend. The more I reject it, the more that it kicks in. Just enough to keep me on my toes. I say, come on, time. I've beat you before. Come on, time. What have you got for me this time? I'll take your words of wisdom and I'll try to make them right. Hey, it's just me and you again. Come on, time. Fooling me, you're something I can't kill. You're flying like a mighty wind, you're never standing still. Time, as you pass me by, why did you leave these lines on my face? You sure have put me in my place. Come on, time. Come on, time. It looks like you're winning the race. Time, you're not fooling me. You're something I can't kill. You're flying like a mighty wind. You're never standing still. As you pass me by, why did you leave these lines on my face? You sure have put me in my place. Come on, time. Come on, time. It looks like you were winning the race. Come on, time. Come on, time. Looks like you're winning the race.
from here. Gonna make it my home. It's where I belong. When I get where I'm going, I'll be gone. I'll be gone. When
Jones and Mavis Staples. I'll Be Gone, a nominee in the Best American Roots Performance category this year. And Nora started out in the early 2000s with albums that felt, you know, like smoky jazz clubs, but she's moved into a whole bunch of variety of different places in side projects and country and punk and a little indie rock. Her latest work was a series of songs released one at a time every month for quite a few months. Before Nora and Mavis, we heard Willie Nelson, no red-headed stranger to songs about mortality. This one was Come On Time from his 2020 Grammy-winning album Ride Me Back Home, and most of his albums in the last decade have dealt with mortality, but the songs on this one seem to sit a little bit lighter on him, including Come On Time that he co-wrote with his longtime producer Buddy Cannon. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, and we go out the door with a continuation of the gospel theme that Nora Jones and Mavis Staple put down, but it's a very different approach with a favorite of mine, Ruthie Foster, and her album, Live at the Paramount, is nominated this year in the Best Contemporary Blues Album category. Here is Ruthie, little gospel, Death Came Knockin' on The Voice of Vashon.
Oh, you know that. You know that. You know that death come a knocking on my mother's door, singing, "Come on, mother, ain't you ready to go?" And my mother stooped down, buckled up her shoes, and she moved on down by the Jordan stream, and then she shouted, "Hallelujah! Done my duty. Got on my traveling shoes. Oh, now they come knocking on my sister's door, saying."